The dream. I awakened this morning at 6 o'clock from a very vivid dream wherein I was most apprehensive about a play that I was about to perform in, but for which I was not prepared. I didn't know my lines at all. It was certainly going to be disastrous. Of course, I was immensely relieved when I awakened from the dream and recognized that it was only a dream and had no reality. I knew inside that what I had just experienced had spiritual significance. So I got out of bed and lay down under an infrared dome to listen. I've had many revelations while lying under that dome, including the one contained in the contemplation, 10 Righteous Men. I drifted off into a light sleep, awakening to these words spoken from inside. All the difficulties that you appear to be experiencing in this world and which are causing you so much anxiety are no more real than the dream you just had. They are the dream from which you must awaken. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. I knew that I must awaken to my true identity, which is the Christ, who is my life. I quickly saw the significance of the play that I was performing in. The play takes place in the visible appearance world of matter, which is nothing more than objectified consciousness. Whatever is in the consciousness of the one appearing to this world is made visible. The intention of our Father is that we have a God consciousness and bring into visibility the kingdom of heaven upon this earth. And he said unto them, When you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. However, when we come into this world, we take upon ourselves a personality or persona, which is a false identity that Paul called sinful flesh. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. We know that sin is carnal-mindedness, or the belief in separation from God, the belief in an identity apart from God, which must be cared for and maintained through the wisdom of this world, which, of course, is foolishness to God, or the God consciousness. That is why we have to be born again into our true and permanent identity as sons of the living God, and therefore heir of all that God has. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Only then can we reckon ourselves to be dead unto sin and alive unto God. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. But everyone born into this world of visible matter does not yet have the recognition of his God consciousness, and therefore believes in two powers, that of good and evil, the consequence of which is that we always have before us that which is in our consciousness or awareness, the appearances of evil, and that is the dream, which has no reality. The only reality is God and is always good. Know therefore this day and consider it in thine heart that the Lord, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else. This then is the message we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Now we know that our purpose for performing in this play is the same as Jesus. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Jesus was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Now that Jesus is no longer visible to this world, he has given us the power and the responsibility to bear witness unto the truth as we bring forth the same light. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. We know that, like Jesus, we are in, but not of, this world. It is only a play in which we are appearing in order to bring light. Ye are the light of the world to all those who are in darkness. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. The very next verse of Matthew's gospel tells us, From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is the kingdom of heaven which Jesus was referring to in, And he said unto them, When you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Jesus showed the people that it was indeed at hand, and that God's will was being done as in heaven, so in earth, in the narrative that follows. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. It is a kingdom in which neither physical nor mental illness has any place. It is the kingdom of heaven, for the reality is the very good original creation referred to in Genesis 1:31. In Jesus' consciousness of that creation, he was able to bring it into visibility when the people came to him and touched that consciousness. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Of course, it was not the touching of Jesus' material clothing that made the people whole, but rather their agreement with his consciousness of the kingdom of heaven being at hand and available to all who could believe. Again, I say unto you that if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Contrariwise, those who could not or would not believe would never touch that consciousness and experience the kingdom of heaven that was at hand. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief, and he marveled because of their unbelief. Sadly, most of us are touching and thereby agreeing with the human consciousness of good and evil, and experiencing that which we agree is reality, even though it is only the dream. But Jesus assured us that we can, as he did, agree with the truth, and like him, bring the kingdom of heaven into visibility on this earthly plane of existence. Indeed, he even commanded us to do so. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We cannot obey Jesus' command and do those works so long as we remain in the dream of thinking that the appearances of evil are real. We must have the awareness that Jesus had, that we are one with our Father, that He dwells within us and does the works through us as we believe. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. When that mind is operating in us, we understand what Jesus and his disciples, to some extent, understood. We know that this world with its laws and limitations, this world of matter which is visible to the physical senses of man, is not reality. It is but a play in which we are all appearing to first come to the light and then to be the light. We know that we are spirit beings inhabiting a spiritual universe, citizens of heaven, though we have been heretofore blinded to this truth. We know that this matter body is not our true body, but that we now, not in the future after we die, have a body not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We know, as Jesus did and as Paul did, that we can lay it, the matter body, down when we choose, not when disease and death come to claim it. See flesh. Jesus showed Peter, James, and John his, as well as Moses and Elijah's, true body on the Mount of Transfiguration. He demonstrated that it was not subject to the laws and limitations of this matter universe when he walked on water and invited Peter to do the same. When he disappeared from visibility as the crowds were attempting to kill him, and when he performed what humanity has termed miracles. Why are we not making those same demonstrations of the Spirit and of power that both Paul and Jesus and the disciples made? Isn't it because we have not yet fully awakened to the unreality of the dream nature of this world and are still attempting to make those demonstrations by changing the content of the dream rather than by the recognition that reality lies in a dimension outside the dream called the kingdom of heaven? We must ascend into the consciousness of that dimension as our reality, ceasing to judge by the appearances that we experience with our senses. We don't attempt to form miracles, but like Jesus, we walk in a constant awareness of the original perfect creation where there is no lack and thereby no need for miracles. Then those people who touch that consciousness awareness will experience what appears to be miracles, but are actually the coming into visibility of some aspect of that original creation. This is what the world is waiting for, the manifestation of the sons of God, the ones who have awakened from that dream and received the light of Christ, hence becoming the light of the world. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God.